Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte de fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, and welcome back again. Here we are with our final sentence for the week. I'm going to read the sentence for you twice, first time for general understanding, and then the second to be a little bit more specific as to the grammar points or key points in this particular sentence. Okay, so if you're ready, we'll begin. Here's the first reading. In the next 10 years, average temperatures will probably go up slightly, and there is bound to be a lot more rain. Okay, second reading. In the next 10 years, average temperatures will probably go up slightly, and there is bound to be a lot more rain. Okay, so as well as using just the future simple tense, here we're also using aspects of something that is likely to happen and something that is certain to happen. Likely meaning a very good chance, more than 50-50, and certain is almost 100%. Okay, so these are the situations. And when we're using something that is likely, we tend to use words like probably. So probably is, you know, more than 50-50. It could be 60-40, 70-30. And then when we're using something that is certain, then we're using expressions like there is bound to be. Bound to be meaning almost certain. You can't obviously guarantee it, but there is bound to be, meaning there is certain to be or more than likely to be. Okay, and here again, it's almost 100%. Okay, so in the next 10 years, so you could even say over the next 10 years, so change the preposition. Here we're using in, the preposition in the next 10 years, so it's not this year or next year, it could be in 4 years' time, or 6 years' time, or gradually over the next 10 years. So something that's going to happen after one, after two, after three, and it's going to build up. So over or in the next 10 years, average temperatures. So not something specific, but average temperatures. So we'll calculate those temperatures over that 10-year period. So average temperatures will probably, present simple, will probably go up. Okay, so here we're using a phrasal verb to go up. We could equally say increase, but here we're using something less formal. Will probably go up slightly. And that doesn't mean it's going to go up dramatically. It's not going to increase enormously, say from 24 degrees to 30 degrees or from 24 to 32, slightly. So from 24 to 24.5 or 5 degrees, so that would be a slight or a small increase. So slightly could be synonymous with small, slightly. And there is bound to be. There is almost certain to be a lot more. We're not being definitive. We're just saying a lot more rain. So as temperatures increase, then there's likely to be a lot more rain. And this is something that we have been experiencing in the last few years. Okay, so let me give you one other reading of the sentence. In the next 10 years, average temperatures will probably go up slightly, and there is bound to be a lot more rain. So here we're using, as I said, likely. So will probably go up, will likely go up. Certain, bound to be, certain. Okay, so we're using these aspects of probability. So in the next 10 years, average temperatures will probably go up slightly, meaning a little increase, and there is bound to be a lot more, we're not saying how much, but just saying a lot more rain. Okay, excellent. And in terms of pronunciation, average, yeah, it's spelled A-V-E-R-A-G-E, average. Okay, so we sort of run the last two syllables together, average. Good. Temperatures, okay, so we're not saying temperatures, temperatures. Again, we're pushing the last two syllables together, temperatures, temperatures. Okay, so in the next 10 years, average temperatures will probably go up slightly, slightly. And there is bound, again, that D sound, bound to be a lot more rain. Excellent. Okay, so if you want to contact me directly, do so on my personal email address, hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com, or on the webpage, www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Okay, join me again soon, and thanks for listening.